And one time, he went to NYU Law School, and I think, if I'm remembering it right, he went there because they gave him the best deal. Mm-hmm. And one time, he and his wife came back to Waco, and he said, you know, it was, he said something sweet, like, am I dreaming, or might you come up? And I did. I went up to Waco to see them. And I drove up. I had a Volvo station wagon, and I was driving them somewhere up there. And the wife said, I know why you like Nancy. She has a manual shift. And he said, there are a lot of reasons I like Nancy.
My heart. He seemed like a really good guy.
Mm. He was a deeply good guy.
I mean, anybody that gets Barbara to tell her story seems...
Yes, I mean, that was very creative work on his part. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was thinking.
Did either one of them say what it took to get her to tell her story, or what he said that persuaded her?
No, I think life was moving too fast then.
Oh, for sure. That. Weird to think, like, who will our Bobbies be?
I know.
What?
I said it's weird to think, like, who will our Bobbies be, like, on campus making these impactful changes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or just in life, generally.
We all need someone like Bobby.
But no Doyles.
Yeah, no Doyle. Okay, so
yes, I have to go back to work soon.
Yeah, I see that you're checking your phone.
Sorry.
You need to...
And where are you going back to work, to the ACLU people?
I have to go back to the office off Riverside just to finish up some notes, which is fun. We're coming out with a report soon, and so...
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, that's a big question. I don't know, someone that... Like a Bobby, someone that makes changes.
Oh.
I don't know what he did, but the idea of, like, having someone look back and be like, that person really made a difference sounds really cool.
That's nice.
I don't know. You're all astronomy and physics and business.
Oh, yeah, the astronomy and physics is over now.
It's over.
It's over. That was a little too hard for me. But right now, kind of still exploring what I want to do.
Say it again. Oh, exploring. Yeah.
Yeah. But right now I'm looking towards commercial real estate, but there is a lack of women within the industry.
True.
Huge lack of women. Lots of men. It's kind of intimidating.
You mean like being a real estate agent?
Commercial real estate specifically. So office buildings and retail spaces.
Crispin is a real estate agent, but he does residential. Yeah,
yeah, I know that there's a lot of women on that aspect. Yeah. But yeah, commercial real estate, there's not a lot of women. It's a little intimidating every single time I meet with one of them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an advantage on my part because I am a woman. So they're like, oh
yeah,
it's something different. Let's go see what she's like. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what level are you all at?
I'm a sophomore.
And?
I'm a senior. So
almost done.
Right there. I know. Right,
so close. That's what you were like, finals.
I was like, finals. And well, I still have summer classes to do. Okay. But then I'll be done after that. But yeah, it's exciting. So, I believe she...